Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.
We're talking about April Showers Podcast.
I don't know.
It's Jordan.
It's
an April Showers Podcast. Hoping for a May Flowers Podcast.
Say they bring them.
We'll see.
I'm Doge. Today's punchline, secondhand shops.
Where does a watch buy accessories?
Where does a clock purchase minutes?
Ooh. Wrong, both of you. Where do pirates get their hooks? Secondhand shops.
It's not hands.
It's a second hand.
It's not. It's a hook.
It is. For
hand
when they have their first one.
It's a hand replacement. When they
have, well, it's like the second hand that's been on this arm. And the first hand was definitely better. This one kind of sucks.
It's not a hand.
It's got one sharp.
Otherwise, it would be
one sharp curly
where
finger.
Do pirates get their prosthetic hands? But it's a hook.
But it is a form of a hand.
Do you think? Here's what I need. Do you
it's
think
just a bad hand?
If you see our a shepherd's were better, cane, though? Do you say, look at that cane with a hand on the end of it?
No, because it's not attached to an arm. I would posit that anything attached to an arm is a hand.
I'm going to make you regret that sentence.
I'm going to make you regret arguing against this position.
I don't think so. That's not something
if
I usually
I remember being
think.
A if young kiddo.
Look, listen. If something is attached to your arm, right here. Look, this is my wrist. That direction.
You sure, said anything attached to an arm is a hand.
Anything attached to an arm is a hand.
And I just
you
wanted
didn't
to say
wrist, first of all.
I remember as a kiddo loving to go to construction sites. To see those big trucks that had the hands at the end that would like pick up the stuff, the bulldozers and stuff, and cranes.
This is a bad faith argument because I think you know that I meant human arm. Anything attached to a human arm is a hand.
That's not true. What about Samus's blaster or Mega Man's blaster? Is that a hand?
No, because that's on their armor. That's part
not
of their
for
clothes.
Mega Man. Not for Mega Man. Not for Mega Man.
Then yeah, that's his hand.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
His hand is a gun.
This is a bad faith argument because now you just won't admit that you're wrong. That's bad faith.
Mega Man's hand is a gun.
You need to have good faith. You should have gone to church
for sure. That's a hand for sure.
No, he has a gun where his hand ought to be.
Sound off in the comments, Doge Nation.
Yeah, sound off in the comments. We're here on our live Twitch stream. What are the people saying? I know what I'm saying. I'm Carter. And I don't know. Having a good time.
Man.
You know
Bring
what I'm saying?
It.
Yeah.
Bring that heat.
I'm in here with the heat, bro. I'm Carter and I know.
Okay, heat. Get him now. Everybody get Carter now.
Carter, you should know.
Can y'all see my little halo? Can you see my... This is pickleball season. Do you see how it's like tan and then white?
Yeah, I always see you with a halo.
Is that visor?
You're an angel to me.
Yeah. Not visor. No, not visor.
I see it.
Hat.
Full hat.
It's looking a little coverage. Like the
not
Trump
a hat.
Makeup.
It's a hat with a hand. Huh?
It's looking a little like the Trump makeup.
Okay.
Like if you went out in the rain, it would drip.
Yeah.
Drip down.
That's
your
what
face.
I'm going for.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
it? Is this a tan line or is this a bruise from tight hats?
Tan line. Yeah, tan line.
Are your hats just too tight?
They are too tight.
It's the necrotic tissue from wearing my hat super tight.
It's like the person that doesn't want to admit that they're a little bit less in shape than they were before. So they wear too small of a shirt. It's like, my head can't be this big, right? So I grab like a 7.5 fitted rather than a 7 3/4 of what it is.
Did you have to go up a hat size when you got your doctorate?
That's what it is. Probably. You've identified that for me.
That's probably it. Megamind
Thank
over
you.
Here, dude.
Probably it.
Also, I usually... Wow. Play with the mortar. I usually like I'll wear that out there too. Really rubbing it in.
Yeah.
Really rubbing it in. Hey, I've got something
fun. It
is
weird that I always see you in those graduation robes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hogwarts defend your school look.
You must.
It's challenging for every day, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It lets me know that there's something different about you.
Yeah. We're up to 6 people cast for that, by the way. 6 characters. We had McGonagall, Snape, and Dumbledore. We knew about Hagrid, and so now we have added Filch, I think. The custodian, and then Quirrell, Professor Quirrell. Obviously, big role in the first one.
Is McGonagall why you say Matthew McConaughey so wrong?
I think so. Probably.
That's what it is. Maybe it's that. It's a mix-up.
Avengers school. I've always wanted to use that spell.
I have such a hard time with, I think I'm going to say it now, Jason Isaacs?
Yeah, there you go.
I want to say Jonathan. Because of Jonathan Abrams. I mix those two up all the time. And then now there's a JJ. Not now that there is. Is Jonathan Abrams even a thing?
Who's
Jonathan Majors? JJ Abrams. See? Mm.
What's happening?
What's my name? Because it starts with a J.
Jojer? Jojer?
Judge and Jojer?
Jojer?
Judge and Jojer?
I have a blind draft for us.
We're all J boys, huh?
We're all J boys, dude.
We've done this. We simply have to have done this.
This was like the 4th episode. We probably did this 5 years ago.
Old news.
Old news, dude. I can't believe you can't remember 5 years ago.
Dude, 5 years ago would be our like 200th episode.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Last time we played a blind draft. I'm in the drafting mood because it's the NFL draft just wrapped up recently. And the guys and I, we've been texting about it. All the time.
Non-stop,
I do know,
dude.
So it was on the TV while I was eating at Fedora, a Mexican restaurant by me. Mm-hmm. And the gentlemen were sharply dressed. And some of them looked quite excited. So happy for them.
Life-changing news. Life-changing news. Last
Did
time we had a
there
blind
twice
draft.
In the last few days?
Do what now?
No, I ate there once. Like a couple of days ago.
Did the draft start on Thursday?
It did.
Yeah.
Night one is Thursday. Night one is Thursday.
They've been going for a long time. They should go
7 rounds, dude. 3 days. They did. It's finally done. The 257 young men drafted into the NFL. Last time we played a blind draft, we played with the Blondies. Highly recommend listening to that episode if you have not, if you're listening right now. I find myself, you know, there's a massive rotary of like all of the shows that I love to watch over the calendar year. Really hoping that we get a Finding Mr. Christmas. That's in the back of my mind now. It's like the multiple months out. But those two boys played that blind draft with us. I think we did Blondes because they were the Blondies. Mm. But a blind draft, if y'all haven't heard us play this before, those of you listening, we've got a 1 to 10. And I have a pool. I have a collection here of themed characters, people. Usually it's in the movies and pop culture. And these guys have to rank in anticipation of perhaps who might come next. So they just have to put them right on that rank of 1 to 10. But you want to get our blind draft started?
Yeah.
Please.
Please.
Excellent.
Hang on, let me take my glasses off to really lock in.
I'm wearing contacts, but I'll just get dizzy.
Blind draft, start with Helen Keller.
So you're not even telling us the category.
It's blind draft.
Oh, it's a draft of blind people. That's his bit. That's his bit.
Helen Keller. Mm.
That's his bit. I can see it.
1 to 10.
Got to be close to top.
No way, dude. Daredevil could be in here.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
We can't.
Oh, dang.
What about Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles?
Helen Keller never did punch Vincent D'Onofrio, did she?
No. That's what I'm saying. I think Helen Keller's a six.
Six.
You feel good about six for Helen Keller?
Yeah.
Great.
Don't make me say it. I feel like fine. That.
Let's go.
Helen Keller, sixth on the blind draft. Next up, we have Eli.
I knew it.
That's pretty cool because that's a late reveal.
That is pretty cool.
I don't think I've seen this movie now that I'm thinking about it.
It's great.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's a cool movie.
I don't think I ever saw it.
It's a cool in like a mid-2000s way, where it's like this would never be made at any other point in human history. But
sure.
It'll get made 2008? It's coming back, dude.
Oh, man, that was cool.
Vince Kelly has a pretty fun story about the Book of Eli. I think it was pitched to him by his father as being a story about this blind man who, and it's just like, my guy. You immediately, like, second word blew it for me. And I still to this day don't know if Vince has seen it. Can you imagine knowing from the beginning? It's so difficult.
I will. If I ever watch the movie, I will know from the beginning. But
you missed
this
out.
Was already
just cultural osmosis, you know?
True.
Yeah, I think
three.
I'm going to go with you.
He's cool. Lead.
Sure.
Three. Yeah.
I'm cool.
He's
with three.
Cool.
Eli. Couple spots above Helen Keller.
Yeah.
Next we have, I had to do this for myself. I've watched The Wire, which is a great show. It is surprisingly slow, but perhaps that is a touch of its realism. Butchie was a great character. Don't know if y'all know much about Butchie, but
haven't
for my
seen
sake,
the Wire.
I put him here.
I know nothing about
haven't
Butchie.
Seen the
Never
Wire.
Seen The Wire.
Don't know the Butchie.
10.
Yeah, 10.
Get out of here.
There. I knew.
Get
I knew.
If
I just
you were
him
the top,
to have
I would
spot.
Know about you.
Just wanted him to have a spot.
Can compare that to Eli, who Jordan knows about.
I feel so confident.
And loves.
Yeah. Quincy Magoo. Known
all
as.
All right. Now we're talking.
Whoa. Mr. Magoo.
He's got a first name.
Now
that
we're
I
talking.
Didn't know about.
How do we
Q
feel
Magoo.
About a four? A spot of four.
Four
right
feels
behind
good.
Eli, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quincy Magoo.
Yeah.
Because even if we put him lower on the list, he would just sort of bumble his way higher, I think.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. You've mentioned him already. One Matthew Murdock, lawyer by day.
Mm-hmm.
I lean one on Matt Murdock.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't get much cooler than Daredevil.
He's cool.
He's so cool. And by the way, this was Ben Affleck's Matt Murdock.
No,
number one. It can't be. Next up, we have another one mentioned already. Ray Charles.
I'm gonna
Raymond
go five
Quincy
on
Charles
Ray because I'm saving two for the inevitable Stevie.
Yeah,
whose music I greatly prefer to Ray.
What's open? Three
have,
and four.
So you
it.
Have
2, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, very five.
Good. I'm locked in.
Five for Mr. Charles.
Ray Charles.
I assume the grandpa figure from Baby Driver is going to be here somewhere.
Mm,
he likes great. Peanut butter spread to the edges.
Is this real Ray Charles or is this the Jamie Foxx Ray Charles?
Real Ray Charles. Real okay. Ray. Mm-hmm. The real one.
And
so
real
that, so far we've got number one, Matt Murdock in the top of the blind draft here. Uh-huh. Number two. We got a good spot there. We got an open spot there. Number three, Eli of the book. Mm-hmm. Four, Quincy Magoo. Five, Ray Charles. Six, Helen Keller. 7, 8, 9, open. 10, Butchie.
Yeah.
And next for you, I have Jordy LaForge. This is LeVar Burton's character
yes.
in Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Jordy LaForge. I got to say, the Reddit threads are... I learn a lot from Reddit. I think especially now with the AI integration to Google, which it's always like, don't pay attention to what AI has to say to answer this question for you. Keep scrolling down. But Reddit is the people, you know, they got all these opinions. And it was a Reddit thread of people who were legally blind talking about characters that meant the most to them.
Cool.
And for many of them, it was kind of like, it's kind of tough when so many famous blind characters are magically given the ability to
see. They overcome their blindness.
They overcome their blindness. Yeah. And so Geordi was one of those.
Enhanced senses.
Geordi LaForge. LeVar Burton.
Geordi. We have six open? No, we have seven open.
I've never watched a second of a non-Chris Pine Star Trek in my entire life. So
that's nuts.
I didn't know that.
I'm okay with seven for Geordi.
No opinion on Geordi.
You trust in Doge there?
Sure.
Doge? Geordi LaForge. Number two, number eight, number nine.
Kissing girls, dude. I couldn't watch.
Still
Star Trek.
Open.
I was too busy watching Star Trek.
We have here Blind Al from Deadpool, his roommate.
She's funny, dude.
She's very funny.
Eight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm comfy with eight.
Donnie Yen, known for playing blind characters. Charming blind characters. I'm only going to use one of them. He has two relatively famous. You know, the one with the Force. The Force is with me.
Yeah.
Not that one. We're going to do Kane from John Wick 4.
Oh, no.
Also getting spinoff.
Yeah, fine. God, that was cool.
Donnie Yen
was really cool.
Pretty cool guy.
Donnie Yen.
Do you think
cool. Hot take?
Does it hurt? Who's
two spots who left? Two and nine. More?
Yeah, because next he's going to say Stevie Wonder.
He is going to say Stevie Wonder next.
So either Stevie Wonder or Donnie Yen's going to be number nine, and that sucks.
Stevie Wonder, real person. Stevie Wonder still alive to hear and be disappointed if we place him lower.
So it's Donnie Yen.
Donnie Yen's not blind. We're doing a Donnie Yen character. Here, Doge, do you think characters are real people?
Yeah.
And Donnie Yen didn't write Superstition or Sir Duke, so I'm gonna go ahead and put Donnie Yen nine. It's not gonna be Stevie Wonder. I can see it in his face.
Nope.
It's okay.
You've fallen into my trap.
This list isn't.
It's not really
violent.
A trap because I think this is gonna be an okay two for y'all. So that means number two is Toph Beifong from Avatar. Do you know who this is?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, great.
Earthbender, discovers metal bending. Quite powerful.
Yeah, I'm thumbs up on
that. That's number two.
She's just about as cool as Stevie.
Almost.
In our blind draft, number one.
Notably also didn't write Sir Duke, but that's okay.
Yeah. Number one, Matt Murdock. Number two, Toph Beifong. Number three, Eli of the book.
From the book.
Number four, Quincy Magoo. Number five, Raymond Quincy Charles. Number six, Helen Keller. Number seven, Geordi LaForge. Number eight, Blind Al. Number nine, Kane of the John Wick franchise. And number 10, Butchie. It's a pretty good list. Eli, to me, a little high, but it's not.
I was going to say that, but I don't know anything. So
y'all placed it. I bet y'all would feel better with a Kane-Eli swap, perhaps.
I would.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, that would mean that Eli's astronomically high if we're okay with swapping him to nine, but.
True. But you know,
I didn't know how many cool guys we were gonna get.
Yeah, there's some cool ones there.
Eli's pretty cool, but there's some cooler guys for
obviously
sure.
Stevie was in consideration. I only ever use people that I write them down, so I'll usually write like 13 or 14.
Right.
In fairness to y'all, I'm not gonna be like I'm gonna take that away if they feel like they're coming. So Stevie didn't even really make the list of what I wrote down because I didn't want to do Stevie and Ray. Yeah. Andrea Bocelli was on the list. Yeah. Three Mice. Was on the list.
Yeah.
But yeah, good job. That's the blind draft.
Wow.
What up, boys?
It's great.
Wow, we really made the most out of that one.
You really did.
Wow. That's really powerful. Remind me. Okay, so Donnie Yen's character in John Wick 4, what was his deal? It's been 2 years since I've seen this movie. I haven't seen it since theaters. What was his deal?
He imagined John Wick.
Yeah, I got it.
Powerful assassin. Blind.
I got it, but he's the one that ends up helping John Wick at the end, right?
Yes.
Like they do like a back to back. I got well, you, they. You got I me think kind of a him, moment.
I think him and Wick used to be partners.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But
I don't remember.
But Kane's daughter is threatened, perhaps.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah,
they're supposed to fight each other because Kane's supposed to take John out for the bounty, and then they end up like, nah, not like this. Let's go.
Yeah.
God, that's have a y'all cool heard, movie.
Have y'all heard the Eva Longoria connection to the Wick franchise?
No.
No.
She's one of the producers because she gave $3 million to this happening for some stake cool. in that franchise. Because she was, it was on it. It was not going to make it to theaters, and it was probably not going to make it to film in general without being some like who knows, just straight to DVD kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "No way, we, you know, I totally believe in this. Cuts a deal. Here's $3 million, and the rest is history." I mean, there's like ballerinas cool. coming out soon. There's going to be another John Wick movie. We've got the Kane spinoff. That's one of the worlds that I. There's so little stakes.
Yeah, just do
but
it.
But I don't mind if they make 50. A bunch of them. You know, it's in the Fast and Furious.
There's no ruining realm the canon. Me. Like, there's nothing you can
there's
do
no ruining the canon,
in John Wick that's going to make it be like, well, that's not true to the accurate what happened in the second one.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
It's just cool world. Let's just stay there.
Cool world, do that. Cool stuff to it.
Yeah.
Fine by me.
Make cool stuff happen.
I got is it for that.
Where does Godzilla fall on that, though? Is it cool
Godzilla's
world?
The exact same way.
I think I feel the same way.
Godzilla's the exact same way. Just Godzilla versus Kong, they didn't make a cool one.
That's what it was.
I didn't feel like that one was particularly cool.
It was kind of cool.
That's what it was.
It was cool, but
King
of the Monsters is the coolest one.
That was definitely the coolest one.
That's 100% true. I need to watch that. I just feel like if you're going to give me building size monster, that's fine. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm always down for it.
We down. At my in-laws this weekend, we watched most of... do you guys remember the movie The Kid? Bruce Willis and Spencer Breslin?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I hadn't seen that movie probably since I was a kid. Carter, you don't remember this?
Do not.
Bruce Willis is like an admin.
I think the first thing I ever saw Bruce Willis in.
I think maybe me too. Like a PR guy. He's like a big Hollywood hotshot PR guy who has like lost touch with his childhood. And through some sort of weird magic, a childhood version of him shows up in his life.
Okay.
And I didn't remember that it was...
Yeah.
There's a lot of like very early 2000s, late 90s, like fat jokes and misogynist jokes. And it's a little tough in that way. But like, it's a weirdly sweet, as somebody who is currently really living through a like connect with young Jordan and like bridge the gap of the last, you know, 20 something years and like connecting with my younger self. I think there's something very thoughtful actually in the movie about like his younger self is like, so what do you do? And he's like, I'm in PR. He's like, but what do you do? He's like, I do this. And he's like, but every day, what do you do? Mm. And he tells him, he's like, we're not a pilot.
Yeah.
We always thought we were going to be a pilot. And there's just this like innocence to it. Anyway, when watching this, I had the thought of like, man, Bruce Willis really, the range on Bruce Willis is really phenomenal. Like to go from like kind of charming in like a smarmy way in The Kid to like he's the guy in Friends to he was in a bunch of like rom-com type stuff to he's also John McClane. Like he just I feel like he could really do it all, and it's
what a career impressive. And what a legacy.
Yeah,
incredible.
Real. Yeah,
incredible.
Just a ton of fun with anytime Bruce Willis is involved. Yeah And of course we thank you so much for being brother to Carter's father. We think that's really special.
I love you, man.
We really appreciate
it. We're so glad that you told Carter's dad to make Carter be alive.
Uncle Bruce. Kid,
like Carter.
I do have I have a brief thought experiment that I'd like for us to each go through. Okay. I
don't do anything unless it's a thought experiment.
I believe that. I exited my car in my garage from a roughly 4-hour road trip about 40 minutes ago, which means it was about 18 minutes before pressing record on this episode.
Yeah.
When you're in your car, long road trip, longish. I mean, you know, 4 hours it's nothing to shake a stick at, but there's worse.
Sure. Yeah.
A little 4-hour road trip. You're in the car. You're with your partner. Each of us have one. Are you listening to music? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you talking, or are you sitting in silence, or are you doing a mixture of them? Like, what is and I'm not talking like, you're with a group of people in the car, or you're with a different friend. Like, it's you and your partner. What are you doing in the car?
I think what normally happens, okay, the normal cadence, especially time with family, like going to, if the road trip is to family, which that 3 to 4 hour range is, you know, Houston area for us. It's similar for you. So, drive down is music 80% of the time. 20%, it's like, hey, Gabby was on Las Culturistas, let's listen to that. Or Survivor's great this season, loving the accompaniment podcast, you know, but Chels tends to lean music, so we'll do music. Drive back more than half the time, if it's not music, more than half the time is talking. Because it's unpacking the
yeah.
Yes. Yes. Talking yeah. about the family time. And what it has always been to me the fastest way to kill. Like it feels 100%. Like being deep in conversation speeds up time for me more than anything else in the world.
100% agree.
The amount of times too in college, just the three of us, who knows what we were talking about. Look yeah. down, 2 a.m. Okay, 100%. Well, this started with lunch, I think. And
yeah, hard to remember.
Yeah.
Somehow we watched two movies. We've been to two of our houses today. Yeah. No, it's.
Yeah. So yeah. Most of the time, music down, talk back.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the length of the trip. For
yeah.
us.
Let's call because it around 4 hours. Obviously,
we've
once
got
you pass
a
that,
90 minute drive to my family and a 6 hour drive to Jess's family.
Call it the 6 hour drive.
Yeah.
I think that's more 6 hour
drive.
About. 90 minute, it's different.
Where's
every
Jess's
time,
family?
I imagine.
Amarillo.
Oy.
Yellow. That was Coldplay.
Yeah,
I got
that was
you.
Good. That was Christopher Martin mm-hmm. from Coldplay.
A lot cooler if you didn't have to say it.
Mr. Paltrow from Coldplay. No,
Senior,
it's about
Senior Goop.
Senior Goop.
Commander Goop of the band Coldplay. it is, I would say, if we're looking at the first 4 hours in the car. So to my parents, that is all the way there, all the way back. Mm. 4 hours. It's less than 4 hours total. For Jess's family, that is most of the way there. I would say is 98% talking and 2%. Hey, you want to listen to music? Yeah, sure. And we'll get like 30 seconds into one song and then be like, actually, we're going to talk about this now.
Mm.
A lot of talking. But then at some point around the 4 hour mark, I think that we run out of words.
It's really no like,
words. Let's do music now.
Mm. Yeah.
I tend to prefer music if I'm driving. Helps me zone out.
Yeah.
Helps me make it feel like time goes.
You know
faster.
What this weather is? You know what happens when it gets sunshiny and it's that range between like 65 and 85 degrees mm. around that time?
Tell me.
Springtime is Dawes, bro. Give me.
I mean, it's year round for me. It's 12,
well, sure.
12 months.
But
of
it
the
feels
year
like
me.
if I'm pool, you know, if I'm mimosa.
Pool is good. Pool and mimosa is
I'm
good.
Dawson, for sure. I love this. Thought experiment.
Jordan,
around how long does the trip have to be before you are talking snacks? Like we need a snack
in
car. Sorry.
Because that's, I would say need and want are two different things because a short enough road trip, it depends on if I'm passing a place that's like a must stop. So like even to Houston, it's like, I'm going to pop into Buc-ee's and pee in a clean bathroom and then maybe buy some beaver nuggets or something. But
sure.
By the time you hit that like 6 to 7 hour mark, I need a Sour Patch Kid
yeah.
or a chocolate covered pretzel. I need something to munch. I have
Are
to.
Are you ever getting into the car from home though with your pre-planned snack?
Yeah, if it's like, long enough, I will.
So what is the long enough for you? The 6?
Yeah.
10. I think 10 for me.
10.
Like if we're driving to Colorado.
We're probably
like,
4.
I'm not going 6 hours without eating a snack in my day-to-day life. So I'm not going to do that hard for sure.
I love snacks, but I don't participate in snacks.
Also, I love
really?
A car Chex mix. I love a car mm-hmm. Chex mix.
Doge.
Like, I don't think I have a snack. Like, if I was like, let me go downstairs and get a snack, I couldn't. I would be like, I would have to have a piece of bread or an egg.
Yeah, this man's an ingredient mom for sure.
Yeah, gotcha. It's an ingredient house.
All right.
I don't buy them because I love snacks so much that it would be like, I'm going to do smart. The whole family size bag of yeah. chips today.
That's been me. That's like my last 8 to 9 years with video games. It's just like, I need to not. If I have too many, he gone.
We lost
I'm enough of an outside boy that's like, I need to get out. I would miss that too much. I don't know.
It's like a full third of my dopamine.
Need to get that pickleball tan.
For me in the car, it's with Callie, I would say it's probably 50-25-25 would be our normal split. Is like we talk half the time, we listen to music, a quarter of the time we listen to a podcast, a quarter of the time.
Yeah.
With the difference being if there's an artist with a new album, we might listen to that primarily. Or if there's like this time there was a podcast that I've been listening to that she hasn't really listened to much yet. And she was like, oh, let's listen to that and check that out. So we listened to that a little bit and then
love it.
That was it.
I think the music drive that stood out the most to me is one time when we were going, I think around Thanksgiving, to Lampasas, which is closer to a 3-hour drive. That's my folks. Chelsea introduced me to three artists I hadn't heard of. Renee Rapp.
Oh, sure.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sure.
Chapel Roan.
Pretty good. Pretty good drive.
Like, I was like, I don't know. I feel like they're going to be a pretty big deal.
They're girls?
And then,
they're girls?
Rest is history, dude. At least for two of them.
Rest
Renee history, will have her time. Maybe not Grammy time, but people know who she is.
People know who Renee Rapp is.
people understand who she is.
You say big time, but I don't think she's anywhere close to like Sabrina Chapel as far
as in comparison to the other.
No. More people know her than know me.
Well, sure, but if that's our metric, then
that's a pretty big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to show announcement. Welcome to Shout Announcements, the part of the show where we give shout outs and where we make announcements. Want to give an announcement, please. Everybody halt what you're doing. Drop the steering wheel.
Don't let Jesus take it.
Happy to let you know that sooner rather than later, but with no commitment to any specific date. coming at you soon. We're gearing up for the beginning of season 2, Imagine Dungeons. We've been recording it for a while now, and it is pretty great, if I do say so myself. Very excited about it.
Shout out to
waiting for more episodes to start it. Now's a good time to start.
Now's a good time.
Now's
a good time.
Start binging.
And there's a lot of content in that. I mean, you can get a lot of hours out of that. Shout out to Rhett. Old friend from college that reached out to us to say that they were backpacking. What were they doing? Traveling?
Yeah. Rhett's on a backpacking trip around the world.
Phenomenal.
And has taken us along for the ride. And we appreciate it.
Yeah. Great feedback there. It's a great show. It's a really fun show. And it'll be, I'm excited to listen to season 2. It feels like it's been a bit since that first session of that season was recorded.
Yeah. Our recording schedule has been a little bit crazy. What else do we want to tell them?
Jump over to the Discord if you're not there already. Our retention rate in Two Chunks Discord is off the charts. You know, especially in this economy, it's unbelievable. People stick around, they come, they stay. That's what we want. Come over. That feeling you used to get when you were a little kid, you're hanging out with your buddies. You reach out to your parents, hey, can I stay? Like, yeah. We'll drop this sleeping bag off. No big deal. Stay for a while. Say hi to your mother.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. It's been fun. I saw Sinners the other night. And it was so much fun to go back through our new movie channel and read all the things that were spoiler tagged.
Yes.
And see what everybody thought. So that's a great experience. It's a really fun time. If you're interested, somebody who's interested in movies, interested in books, interested in arts and entertainment, it's a great community to be a part of. A lot of thoughtful folks there who are watching and reading and listening to things that are really just very good.
And Sheldon's there too.
Sheldon's there also too. There. Something that I didn't end up doing because there was just so much in the archive was I had looked forward to going back and looking at all the spoilers from Stormlight, from Brando Sando.
That's a lot.
By the time I finished. And granted, I got through, you know, 4 books and 2 novellas at that point, maybe in less than a year, certainly in less than a year, but didn't even have time to go back and catch up to all that. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Wow.
I know there's 5 and 3, but I'm saying like I was already. Anyways.
Back to the show.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Do I get to do it?
I mean, I assume you're driving.
We're back. A Dinosaur Story. Do you guys remember that movie?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that movie as a kid. I went for years of my life not knowing what that movie was called. But I was like, it's the dinosaur one that's not Land Before Time, where the guy has an eye that's a screw and screw the crows
eyes.
Eat him.
What's his name? Screw Eye.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
Screw Eye?
Screw Eye.
Yeah. I loved that movie as a kid.
Baby freaked me out. I didn't like it.
I mean, it is freaky.
It's a freaky movie for sure. It's the non-Disney animated canon where they're just like, what is the weirdest, most psychedelic cartoon that we can make for a six-year-old?
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys, we're going to spin the wheel of Cinemotion today. And ordinarily how this works is I'll choose 5 or 10 or some arbitrary number of emotions or feelings or responses. We're going to spin a wheel, and then whatever it lands on, I would like you to tell me the last piece of media that made you feel that. We're going to play it a little differently today. I've got my thumb on the wheel.
Ooh, have fun.
Because I have had what I feel is a rare experience twice in the last week. The rare experience consuming media for me is the actual physical, my body changes, my jaw drops because of something that I have read or watched. Mm. Like an actual physical reaction to something. There was a moment in the book that I'm reading, Red Rising, which Jordan knows about because I texted him about it. And then there is a moment in Sinners, which Carter knows about because I texted him about it. I can go into more detail. I feel as though one of you will have to mute if I talk about what I'm, those moments.
Well, I have to edit this podcast. So as long as it's not Sinners, I'm fine.
We won't talk about the Sinners one. Carter, are you going to read Red Rising ever in your life?
Probably.
Mute. When Severo and his wolf boys sewed themselves into the bellies of the dead horses and busted out.
Yeah.
That is my jaw touched my chest as I was reading that portion. Unbelievably good. Anyway, Carter, come back. Welcome back. It was like 6 words. So I'm glad I
let gotcha. You long walk, short drink.
When they all die.
So I want to hear from you guys. Has there been anything recently in your life, media, movie, book, music, game, anything that's elicited a physical response like that? It doesn't have to be a jaw actually literally dropping, but something where the art you were consuming went into your brain and forced your body to do something that it didn't decide to do. And listen, don't be yucky about it.
Wouldn't even go in there. Yeah, there's been a couple times. I mean, honestly, there were probably about 4 times in the first Red Rising trilogy that I stood up and had to walk. I'm reading now for the first time the second part of Red Rising, the back 4 books, soon to be 5, and got to a part the other day that was so viscerally described and gruesome that I had to put my book down and disconnect mentally for a second because of how intense it was. I've just never heard phrases like that to describe things. So that was pretty intense. And I tend to do this with music a lot where music will just have me sort of involuntarily grooving, I feel like is a very common.
Yeah.
You get the face and the head moves in a certain way that just,
sure.
It's hitting you just right. We had a friend share a song with us, called Emotional by, I think, Eddie Benjamin is his name. And the song Emotional has a beat switch halfway through that absolutely rammed my ass into space. And that really got me pretty good. But I think for me, the biggest one is we were playing Blueprints. I won't spoil anything because to even understand the game is really a spoiler. But basically, it's this puzzle game everybody's real gassed up about right now. And we gave it a try because it's free on PlayStation. And it is the most... I heard someone, I think it was Justin McElroy, described Blueprints as Dark Souls for thinking. And I agree with that assessment. It is just... Callie had a notepad where she was drawing a grid pattern to keep notes on this grid pattern. And she had a photo album full of pictures that she had taken so that we could reference them later. And she had a separate note where we were sharing a note on our phones to keep notes. And then we were also trying to just solve this labyrinthian puzzle that we couldn't figure out.
What a great word.
And There were several times playing this game where we encountered the solution to a puzzle that we had been working on for quite a while. And both of us would like jump up and cheer. And like, it's like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's like snapping and pointing.
Pointing at the TV.
Like, that's it. That's the code. Or like, that's the code from before. And we'd have to like, oh, the room. And like, it was a very intense moment of realization. And so, yeah, I think that's really the main one recently of like a physical involuntary, like, ooh.
Because I think there's a couple of categories of the physical involuntary, like laughing at something. Sure.
Sure.
That's like everybody. It's an everyday thing for me.
Congrats.
Yeah, no, it's great. I'm having a great time out here.
Shout out to the people that maybe don't have that every day. We're thinking about y'all. We hope you have those days.
There's those levels, right? Where it's like laughing at something or like watching something sad and it makes you tear up or like grooving to something. It's like, that's pretty baseline. But I think I think what you're talking about, Jordan, what I'm talking about, the actual jaw drop, there's that second level of like, whoa, this is a more powerful response than the ordinary.
Jordan, I'm glad you brought up a meme because I was thinking of, there's a gif of when, I don't know what movie it's from. It might be Desperado. But Antonio Banderas is doing this like lean back, like,
that.
And I get that with music quite a bit, but I had a music dump share with someone who we recognized we were pretty like-minded and we created a playlist to just dump it in there, just all that kind of stuff. And there's an artist named McKee. It's MK period GEE. Have y'all heard of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The song I Want, which is just, I mean, it's Sting, it's James Blake, it's late 90s, it's raining outside, it's just, and it had me do that Antonio Banderas thing. And I think my eyes, it's more than your eyes being closed. It was like there was a,
there's a
like
certain
you're
scrunch.
Working the muscles of your, of all of the face around your eyes because you're just like,
it's that same thing, like
it.
You just took a bite of an Al Pastor taco where it's the perfect level of crispy and greasy.
Come on.
And your eyes scrunch and also roll back at the same time.
Yes. Hey, I'm going to turn y'all on to this because I think that y'all might not know about this. The taco place next to Alamo Lake Highlands.
Is great,
It used to be a Fuzzy's. It's a street taco place now. Unbelievably good.
Yeah, y'all went there. Good.
I've had it twice.
You've been there before, yeah. I need to
Fantastic.
Do that next time. I need
Fantastic.
To do that next time. I think we're seeing Thunderbolts.
Or something. Oh, lucky.
I think that's the next one. For maybe even the Two Chunks Movie Club, I'm not sure.
Oh, is it really?
I have a food and then I have a game. But like that food moment for me was Donde los Tacos is a new taco stand, quote unquote. You could probably fit 30 people in there in Oak Cliff. Mm. And they've just got great things. You know, it's like, okay, another street tacos. Elote was good. All these things hit. But then there's this cart that they have in there. And on ice are five different vats of sauce.
Mm. Oh.
Same reaction. It was the Antonio Banderas thing again. So it's like, I'm recognizing that the way my favorite kind of music hits me is like a cart full of sauce choices.
Look at all these different sauces.
It's just, all of it is sauce.
Hey, that 1 liter of Black Label that you bought me for my birthday.
Is it gone?
No, it's not gone. Okay. But I have put it on almost everything I've
it's
eaten
great.
Over the last 3 weeks.
It's so good. The last reaction is very similar to the one that you had, Jordan. I like the solving things games. I also love Chance. Chance baffles me. Chance feels like magic. And it tends to really work for me in dice games. I will be the person, like I am less worried about winning as making a memory for you. Mm. I want you to remember either how awfully I tried to make this one thing happen so that I could win immediately, catch the snitch kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or that I was really good at it. It's never a loss for me. So go down to the Woodlands. They have Yard Yahtzee. Which is no different than Yahtzee, except it's big foam dice that you just launch into the ether and go find their totals somewhere in the backyard.
Just gives you an excuse to play Yahtzee outside.
Yeah, dude. Roll to Yahtzee. Yahtzee by day. And then by night, there's this game called King of Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
That you roll dice. And one of the perks I got, it was like the second iteration of Kings of Tokyo. It had a real big facelift and it's a lot of fun. It's like a black box. I don't know if y'all played the older. I know. I think, did Liam introduce that to y'all?
Yeah, we played it with Liam in college.
So I played it with the Kellys because I think they got it from Liam. Anyways, it was one of these things to where like if you roll the six die and they're all different, you basically win. Mm. And so I buy this card early. And that's just what I'm doing. And the whole time I'm like, y'all better hurry. I'm like telling everybody else. Because the thing too is when you have the game of chance, when I get to play with confidence that doesn't really technically exist, that's my favorite thing. Mm. I can talk all the crap in the world to you. If I got a 1 in 100 shot, that's my favorite. Mm. And so I'm like, you're probably going to need to get more power there. I think you should probably, you got two rolls left before this happens. And then it happened. Mm. Rolled it one. Game Ooh. Over. And it's just Ooh. The best feeling. And it was just kind of like the hands go up, jaw drops, eyes wide. Couldn't believe it. I am recognizing how much of my favorite feelings do. And then it goes back to Antonio Banderas in that joke. Mm. Just, I just can't believe it. But yeah.
I love the recognition of the unearned. The unearned confidence is the most fun kind of confidence because when you lose it, it's like, well, it wasn't mine.
Well, the thing, is like, if it begins to affect you more than me, which means it affects you one iota, it affects me none.
Yeah.
If it affects you at all, it's, I've already won.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's what I like about Wes on the challenge too, is he's just like, he knows. Yeah. But if you don't know that I know and everyone else knows, that's on you.
Yeah. You should have done your research. No, yeah, I agree. Well,
that's great. I love
Thanks for
emotion,
sharing,
man.
Guys. I love that. I think the thing that we're trying to describe is joy. I think that's joy.
Mine, a couple
it
of
comes
mine
around. You've tricked us. Yeah, you really added your own spin on it.
My Red Rising ones were certainly not joy. They
not
were
joy.
Somewhere,
no.
They were somewhere between shock and disgust in some of them. Of just like,
I think you can derive joy from that, though. I think like looking back on it, that's a fond memory. And you're like, that's a way for me to get joy.
Hmm. Yeah, is I don't to think read joy is as black and white as all fondness is joy, though.
Hmm.
Is
this emotion that we're describing just fondness? Or is it six different things?
I think it's six different things, Doj.
I would say.
Hmm.
I think you I can tend to take be more the box that you are trying to shove our feelings into and you can
gray
throw
than
it
black
away.
And white.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can just let the emotions be what they are.
Interesting. That you say that because it's not your game, is it? It's mine. The emotion.
That's true. Oh,
dude, we probably ought to just move on to the next thing.
That's
he's
true.
Not wrong about that.
I guess, you know what? Let's spend just a minute and talk about why someone might create a game where they can categorize their own and others' emotions. Now, is there a box that you need?
Interesting.
Now tell me this. Is there a box that you need to fit everything into?
It's that thing of when
you're not revealed that you had a pin until you got so inquisitive. And so it's perfect to me.
No,
the way
no,
you're playing with this one, he got so quiet. He was looking for the pin on his desk.
Up here, normal. Down underneath, my arms were just shooting all over the desk just looking for
it's
my pin.
Muppet feet trying to find a pin.
Now tell me.
It just like rolled off. Well, interesting that you would say.
Well, why do you feel the need to put the emotions of yourself and others inside of a box that
Let's
you
talk
can
about
define?
It.
Interesting.
It's the thing of when you have a podcast with your friends and you are like, we've done movies for so long and we're bored of that. So everybody come up with a bit.
Oh, because it's all that you had access to?
My emotions? Yeah, that's all I am, is my emotions.
Well, that's healthy.
Wow. I'm such an emotional guy.
And that's the wheel of sin emotion. That's what
and
you
that's the wheel.
That's the real
that's
wheel.
The wheel.
That's the real wheel.
That's the real wheel. Mm. Yeah, what you didn't know this whole time is the game was called The Real of
the real
Sin,
wheel.
Colon, emotions. You've been we tricked you into a sermon this whole time.
Interesting. Wow.
Got him.
Carter has dismissed himself because he did not watch this last week's episode of Survivor. And of course, we don't want to spoil it for our dear, dear friend. But we got to talk.
Making me nervous that he's off by himself. I'm worried that he's like maybe hunting for an idol or something. I just don't trust him.
Yeah, I'm a little worried that he's not going to be true to the strong five, is what I'm concerned about.
I'm a little bit worried that he remembered that only one person can win and five people can't win together holding hands.
Yeah, what if he's like trying to like go win the game?
That sucks.
That brings us to something important to know, which is that this week we saw a true titan of a man, but not necessarily a titan of a Survivor player go out. And that is that is Sir David, who was very entertaining, kind of made an ass of himself at Tribal last week. Definitely I think it won anyway, but
inevitable after last week's Tribal that this was the result for David. But I am more sad to see him go than I thought I would be upon first introduction to Mr. David.
Oh, for sure. He had great reads. He was the only person really clocking Kyle and Camilla. And again, that fight last week, which we didn't talk about because we didn't record, the fight between him and Chrissy is one of the few times in Survivor that I can honestly say both people were right and both people needed to shut up.
Right.
Because Chrissy is right. 100%. They should not just be letting all the strong people partner together, and everybody who's not one of those five people should be doing everything they can to get one of those five out. That's 100% correct. But David's also right. Okay. They're still allowed to do it, and if people are going to let them, then why not?
This is the season of, hey, the game is still on at Tribal.
Mm-hmm.
Tribal is not the Big Brother diary room.
Yeah.
It is not your confessional when you go sit with your back against a palm tree and it's just you and the camera crew.
Don't get me wrong. I love it.
I do too.
I love it. But it's so stupid.
Guys, the game is still happening. This is part of it too.
I think Say set the tone for Wild Tribals this season, and it's just sort of continued that way, which I'm very thankful for.
I mean, they're entertaining as hell.
But I think Tribal has done a lot to take the heat off of like Camilla and Mary in a pretty major way.
They're playing Tribal smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting to watch the gameplay at Tribal be, because I'm pretty convinced that 50% of why David got voted out this week is because of things he said in Tribal last week. And then 50% is because he got real paranoid.
Tried to do
the Boston Rob partner thing.
And then he got super like sulky after not winning the immunity challenge.
Dude, there's not much worse than a sore loser. Like when someone can't just lose and be like, that's how games work. Someone has to lose.
I think there was probably part of him that was like, after last week's Tribal, if I don't win this necklace, I'm out.
Yeah, but even like, more so if you act like this.
I know. I think it was self-fulfilling, but I think when Jeff didn't put the necklace on his neck, I think for him, his torch was already snuffed.
Yeah. I got to say, I'm starting to feel pretty good about my Joe winner pick. My Joe and Eva, technically. But I think I'm starting to feel like I'm going to put some money on Joe, I think.
Yeah. Do you think Joe's going to cut Eva? Or Joe's going to be unable to save Eva? Because it's not like Ice Climbers.
What do you mean?
Like, do you think he's going to argue against Eva at Final Tribal? Do you think he's going to cut Eva before Final Tribal?
Well, I think if they both make it to Final Tribal, then he will have to argue against her. And I think he will. Like, I don't think he's going to just be like, give her the money. I think he'll make her work for it. And I think if they're both there, Eva might win instead, which is still good for me. But
so in a scenario where Joe's at Final Tribal and Eva is not, Joe wins. Do you think that happens?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
how do they get to that point?
Yeah.
If somebody wins the final four immunity and makes Eva make fire and she loses fire, or if somebody, I mean, the same way anybody doesn't end up at Final Tribal, if somebody nuts up and has the stones to take the shot at her, which I mean, now she's got two advantages. So it's going to be tough for a couple weeks to get her. And if they're not careful, she's going to skate to final, which is good for her. But
well, I think between her two advantages and her like sort of shield of Joe.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very hard for her not to make it to Final Tribal.
Yeah, I think it's more likely she makes it without Joe than he makes it without her.
I think so too. Yeah.
Which again, they're my two winner picks from the beginning of the season. So I'm comfortable if either of them makes it there. But I think it's been a cool season in regards to just characters and people worth watching.
Dude, it's been a great season.
Phenomenal.
The editing has been next level. Mm. Like truly, truly excellent editing this season. But I think casting really, really... I think we've talked about it before, maybe not on the pod, certainly in real life. But like the first two episodes of every season of Survivor are amazing because casting is so good.
Mm-hmm.
But really, once it gets out of casting's hands, it's like, man, I really hope that the cast they have assembled, full of great people, sends the right people home to continue the momentum of great people.
Yeah.
And I think it really worked out well this season.
I would say the only person that really went home in the quote unquote wrong order this season was Thomas. Thomas had more game to give, yep. I think.
Man, that was such a bummer.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenal season, and I think it's going to end really well. And if you're not really much of a Survivor person and you've never really given it much of a shot, or you bounced off a while ago and haven't come back, I would say this is a great season to return to, especially because we have one more season and then 50, which is a guaranteed banger. So,
man, 50 is going to be great.
I think it's going
to
be a good
confirm that this is a great season to start with if you're not a Survivor person. My parents, who've never watched Survivor a day in their life,
yeah,
are obsessed with this season.
Yeah, it's great.
And we'll text us. My mom texted us last Wednesday because my brother and sister-in-law didn't get to watch the preview. They were like a couple days behind last week. And she was like, just making sure everybody's going to watch tonight so that we can text about it.
I love it.
But they're loving it. It's a great season. If you're not normally a Survivor head, jump on.
Yeah.
It's a great, great season.
Yeah. No, it's been really good. Anyway, let's grab Carter so we can wrap this thing up.
Carter, stop looking for idols. Come back in here.
Come back and just be normal.
Just be chill, dude.
Oh, I'm sure that Survivor conversation was fantastic. And now Carter's back with us to end today's
episode. Been here, just had nothing to say. You know?
He hated the episode.
He was sitting quietly and patiently like a very good boy. His hands were folded on the desk in front of him. He wasn't looking for a pen.
No,
he knew where his was.
That's true. That joke's been so long ago now. They probably don't even remember the whole pen thing we were talking about. Wow.
Yeah, it's
how time flies.
It's in the past.
Top joke. How time flies. Well, thanks for joining us for the end of the episode, Carter. We appreciate it. And thank you for sticking around to the end of the episode, listener. We also appreciate you.
Thanks, Jordan and Carter. Thank you all for being on the end of the episode. I appreciate that about you both.
Thank you, man. Jordan, thank you. I'm glad you're
here. Yeah. To end today's episode, let's each of us say our name. And one thing we appreciate about our listeners. Let's say something we appreciate about them. That's good. For two chunks and a hunk. For two chunks and a hunk. I'm Jordan. And listeners. Ooh, you know what I appreciate about you? I like the way my voice sounds bouncing off your eardrums. When I hear that echo back.
Interesting.
Ooh, that sounds just
interesting.
Right.
You're trying to get a sip of that secondhand podcast.
That sounds just, yeah, I don't want to listen to the podcast with my ears. I want to listen to your ears listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
I love that.
Ooh.
That's good. You took mine, so.
That's good.
My boy's trying to get seated in the podcasting section of the restaurant.
Yeah. Sorry. Is there any way that I could sit somewhere where I could just sort of inhale a podcast?
What if we made a podcast you could vape?
Whoa.
Would Spotify buy our show?
You only hear it when you're like breathing in the vape. It's it's only activated.
Yeah.
That's a bong, I think, what you just made the sound
of. It was
of.
Different.
That's true. Maybe he's running out of batteries or his coils are bad.
It's a bong. It's a bong cast. And it's just, you have to.
Talking about bong cast. Wild.
Oh, man.
I'm Doge. I'm not going to do a funny one. I'm going to do a real one. I appreciate all our listeners that I...
What a freaking shot, dude.
I want to add to the wheel of Cinemotion.
Betrayal?
Got a reaction out of me.
I'm going to do a real one. You guys support our show and it means a lot. And I love that you listen to it all the time. And it... This show, Imagine Dungeons, we're just three guys who like to make stuff, and we love that you like to listen to it. So I'm not, this is the real Doge. This is not podcast Doge. It's the real one. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I thought it was never going to end.
I'm Carter. And something I appreciate about the listeners is a bit of the espresso drip of what I appreciate. About my friendship with these two guys on the podcast with me. And that's kind of a willingness to just go wherever. I think that's something that is a good character quality that I don't really know how to describe. And I think that's what makes it great. But this podcast has looked different. Not just episode to episode, obviously, but from day dot, dude, right at the beginning. And there's so many people that are just like down. And that's just the best feeling in the world. Just when someone's like, yeah, sure.
I'm not trying to make a podcast for people that like want to know what the podcast is going to be before they hit play.
No. You're hanging out. You're hanging out. Imagine if your friend was like, come over to my house. And you're like, hang on. What are we going to do?
Ew, dude.
You're not a good friend. No. Just go hang out with him.
Ew, what are our plans?
Go hang out. Probably watch Fail Army on YouTube or something. I don't know.
Every semester, dude.
My couch is long.
My syllabus? My syllabus doesn't say anything, but it's just
it's just one day. Shrug emoji. It's just like, oh.
That's it. Textbook?
My couch is long, just lay. Sounds like something that would be like a famous Tumblr post. Like, my couch is long, just lay.
It feels like it would be a what's the Ants Marching guy? Why can't I think of his name right now?
Dave Matthews lyric.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, what did you think?
What did you say? I said Barney, dude. Barney the dinosaur, because those ants go marching, and that's how I learned about it. Oh, Barney? Oh.
Y'all are the ones that are off.
She wakes up in the morning.
The ants go marching one by one.
Oy.
Oh, man. Barney would be sick if the theme song was just that.
Ants marching.
Pretty cool. Wow. What an episode.
What an episode.
See, what if we had told you it was going to end with that joke before you started?
You wouldn't have listened.
You wouldn't know how good it is.
And now you still don't. You'll never get it.
On DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.